We're here now with Spud Boys Hockey senior goaltender Charlie Stenjum. Charlie, what has this last week been like for you as a hockey player?
I mean, it's everything you can dream of. Like, playing in Minnesota, you dream of going to the state tournament, and like, it's like everything you like. You're playing mini sticks in the basement and you're dreaming of playing in the state tournament. You make those scenarios in your head, and finally being able to do it and doing it as a senior, and I only get one chance to do it, and going down there and actually winning the entire thing, it's just been unbelievable.
I've heard from tons of people how mental of a game goaltending is. How important were your teammates throughout this tournament? Whether you were down in the first period against Lakeville South, there was that big period against Edina, and then, of course, that game in the championship. How important were your teammates to overcoming all that adversity?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I believe goalie is... It's not the most physically challenged position on the ice, but it's definitely the most mentally challenging. And when you give up those three goals in back-to-back games in the first period, when, not trying to brag or anything, but I've been only giving up a goal or two a game, and I'm giving up three in the first period, it might shoot my confidence a little bit. But then you have those 20 guys on your team saying everything's fine. And, you know, it just fuels you up. And after those first two games, after those first two first periods, I mean, I didn't give up a goal. I gave up one goal in the Lakeville game. I didn't give up a goal in the Edina game. So all that confidence, and it allows me just to play freely. And even in that Stillwater game when they were coming back there in the third, like after every goal, you'd always see someone come up to me in the net and be like, we got this. It's completely fine. So just that little boost of confidence always gets you reminded, like, we're all in it together. So
at what point this season did you realize this team was special and they had a chance to do something that's never been done in this city?
I think we believed it early in the summer. We went down to a tournament this summer and we ended up winning the entire thing, where the state's best were competing in it as well. And we didn't just win it, like we were blowing teams out in that. So I think that gave us a lot of confidence. And then we came into the season and we lost our first game, which I think was actually just a blessing in disguise, because it just opened our eyes and made us realize, like, we're not as good as we are, and we just need to keep grinding, keep working, and allowed us to go on that 22-game win streak it was, and build our confidence up and eventually win the state championship.
Last thing I have for you is seeing the community support here tonight, seeing the support, I would imagine, the celebration after, 20-plus thousand people at the X on Saturday night in that championship. What was that whole whirlwind of emotions, and what does that community support mean to you and your teammates?
I mean, it didn't really hit me how big of a community Moorhead Hockey had until we won the state championship and we went back to the jury that night, and it really just opened my eyes, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, there's 40-year-old dads crying because it means so much to them. And it's just like, wow, like, it's just really cool to see, like, the support that we got from the entire community coming out and driving 4 hours just to support us for a hockey game. It's just unbelievable. So it's really cool to see.